Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is WWJ All Local. I'm Rob Mason. Michigan State Police investigating an early morning deadly crash involving a motorcycle. Troopers say a biker was speeding when he lost control of his motorcycle on the ramp from I-96 to the Southfield Freeway just before 6 this morning. The motorcyclist hit the wall and was thrown over the side of the bridge and onto the westbound local lanes of I-96. The man did die at the scene. No names have been released. A semi-tanker rollover crash and explosion in Bloomfield Township sends smoke billowing in the air.
I live out in Clarkston, and when I got on the freeway, I could see the plume. Other people have sent us pictures from Lake St. Clair that they could see the plume of smoke from there.
Bloomfield Township Fire Chief Mike Morin explains what happened yesterday afternoon near Square Lake and I-75.
Tanker truck exiting Square Lake Road. Going eastbound, they take the ramp right there and it goes down to Lower Square Lake, and the truck laid over on its side, ruptured and caught fire. My understanding is bystanders helped pull the driver out, who was transported to a local hospital.
Morin says the ramp will need to be repaired because heat from the fire melted the pavement. There will be environmental tests to make sure that the ground has not been affected. The shooting at a Lansing apartment complex early this morning leaves five people wounded. Police say three women aged 19, 21, and 26, along with two men aged 23 and 30, were shot at an apartment complex on Dunkel Road near I-496. Investigators say the victims are in stable condition with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. Michigan State Police investigating another freeway shooting. Troopers were called to the Southfield Freeway in Puritan in Detroit last night for a person slumped over the wheel. A woman in the car had been shot. She was transported to a local hospital. That's where troopers say, though unable to speak, the victim indicated that she knew who the suspect was. The victim is currently hospitalized. Her condition is unknown. The state again reporting hundreds of new coronavirus cases as a new executive order regarding masks goes into effect on Monday. Health officials confirmed 653 new cases and 28 new deaths Saturday. In all, there have been nearly 69,000 cases in the state since the start of the pandemic. Meantime, Governor Whitmer's new executive order regarding masks goes into effect tomorrow morning. Among other things, it mandates businesses open to the public deny service or entry to customers who refuse to wear a mask.
Masks can reduce the chance of spreading COVID-19 by about 70%. Our heroes on the front lines of this crisis, the men and women who have stayed out there and put their health in jeopardy to take care of the rest of us, they deserve the respect, the rest of us masking up. They wear their masks every day. We should be wearing ours as well.
The governor on Friday also expanded where people must have a face covering beyond indoor public spaces. You should wear a mask outdoors if you cannot consistently keep 6 feet apart from others. And while using public transportation, a taxi, or a ride-sharing service vehicle, Violators will be subject to a misdemeanor fine of $500. Plenty of companies are helping people work from home, and our business editor Murray Feldman says a lot of people are buying into those companies.
These companies have been capitalizing on the 2 out of 3 workers across the country who have been working remotely. Stock of Zoom Video Communications is up about 300% this year. DocuSign, a digital transaction company, up over 180%. No need to touch any paper or pens when you're signing legal documents. Microsoft just hit a new high last week. Well, it didn't take long. About 2 weeks ago, the financial firm Direxon launched what is called the world's first work-from-home exchange-traded fund. It's a mutual fund. It holds shares of work-from-home companies. In fact, the ticker symbol for the fund is WFH, as in work from home. In the first few weeks of trading, the fund has already hit new highs. Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Michigan's first chief mobility officer wants the state to think about more than just cars and trucks. Here's AutoBeat reporter Jeff Gilbert.
The state has always had people who work with the auto industry, which remains Michigan's main economic engine. But Trevor Paul says his new office, Chief Mobility Officer, takes it further.
So to us, mobility refers to technologies and services that enable people and goods to move around more freely.
That includes autos, but can also include trains, drones, and new mobility options we haven't even thought of yet. Paul says the current pandemic and economic issues may have slowed the move to those different forms of mobility, but they haven't stopped it. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Rob Mason.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.